Hello, the 27th of August, 2019. Today we have the King of Swords and the Two of Swords and the Empress. Make an appointment. I hate to nag, but don't ignore those twinges and weird bumps. I and my guilty conscience will own this first interpretation, as it takes an act of Congress to get me to haul myself into a doctor or dentist, but it's stupid not to, especially if I am fortunate to have the means, because a lot of people don't. The Empress is all about female biology, uterus, breast, ovaries, and pregnancy. The King of Swords is a doctor, and they're only interested in the x-rays, blood work, and test results. The blindfolded woman in the center of the spread has two swords protectively, defensively across the front of her chest. Don't want to know. That's not smart, is it? The Empress, number three of the major arcana, aka the queen of all queens, because she is, in the tarot, the sum total of all the queens in the deck. She's beautiful, creative, a goddess in the flesh, or at least this King of Swords thinks so. He is the king voted least lovable by the rest of the deck, but not because he isn't brilliant and handsome and successful and all of that, but because he's just not a warm and fuzzy guy. Dr. Spock is a King of Swords, but is Dr. Spock unloved? The Star Trek doctor, not the other one. He's a man of science and letters and what they call a man's man, El Macho. Indeed, this person's first language may not be English, but he speaks English better than most native speakers and probably a few other languages as well. He's very much a certified specialist at whatever he does. He is, as he must be, detached, impersonal, and unemotional. Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, with Taurus and fire involvement. If the king has fallen for this goddess on earth, he's either in denial or fighting it. This king can represent law enforcement, an occupation where logic must, or at least should, take precedent over emotional assessment and action and reaction. The Empress, bless her, is not that creature at all. This one was made for leisure, art, poetry, and making babies. If not the humankind, then this woman is capable of nurturing into being all things natural and alive, as she is Mother Nature. She comes to the spread to bless us with abundance. She's the mother of your children, the woman of your dreams, and every little thing she does is magic, Yosting. She often does suggest that we interact with the natural world a bit more, and seeing how there is a certain amount of tension in these cards, it would do you some good to get you out of your head, Your Highness. The Two of Swords could suggest a stalemate between two people or turning a blind eye or taking great care to not say or do anything to upset the status quo or upset Mother. The most enjoyable part of these readings is the study process, at least for me. I have stacks of books and notes and, of course, the internet. There are a few thousand card combinations in the tarot, so there's always referencing and cross-referencing, and it's truly fascinating. Tarot Verbatim is a great source and a great site, and there was an interesting interpretation of the King of Swords with the Two of Swords I was intrigued by this morning. Stop our leader's reckless antics.